the best Amiga in the whole world in my book.
Yeah, I'd imagine somehow I think the brains of the operation just got here. Right?
Best processor I know, yeah.
So okay. Just to let you guys know what's going on, I've got that camera, which is visible here, and this is being broadcast through the webcam system,
yeah.
So people are viewing that online.
Hi, Mom.
Yeah. That is also being, video is being taken from the microphones, from the camera, and audio from the microphones being sent to about 4 people who are watching us live at about 20 frames a second, and they're enjoying that. And then we've got about 70-odd people listening to what we're saying, and there are people recording it, so it'll be on the news sites as soon as we're done. And the webcam is probably being viewed by 2,000, 3,000 people. So we have a fair amount of attendance online. It's about what we've been seeing the last couple of years. So again, I appreciate you both being able to make it today. And following in format, I will start by reading the questions that people have asked us over time to the MUS 2003 polls. And the first question I have, about the box system of MorphOS, is there a plan as MorphOS evolves to make use different boxes besides the A-Box, Q-Box one, like running a Linux box, a QNX box, or any other operating system in a box parallel to the other boxes? Is it technically, theoretically possible?
Well, I will say that before I answer this question, that you know, Bill, that when we saw these questions posted, we went immediately onto Amiga.org, where you posted the news item, and we started answering the questions, you know. But I think this is going to be a good test because I don't have any of those notes, and I can't remember exactly what we wrote, but that's okay. Look, the box concept was just a way to get ourselves organized and a way for, frankly, Ralph and Frank and the core development team to be able to discuss what their ideas were for the future. Nicholas Blatchford has, of course, really made a good effort in getting out and outreaching to the other different kind of development communities, BOS, Linux, New OS, the BSDs, blah, 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 all that's on our site. But I really think for the moment it makes more sense to just have a big hard drive and partition it with whatever operating system you want, hit the reset button, it launches fast enough, you can basically do what you want to do and be unencumbered by trying to run a lot of stuff maybe through emulation or whatever at the same time. So is that a good answer?
Yeah, it's more of a philosophical question.
Yeah.
Would the way you see it, the way you see platform, the platform evolving, do you want users who have the system to boot into MorphOS and then have services that they would find in other operating systems, like the box concept?
Right.
Or do you see your market going to where people will be using partitions, booting into the operating system that they require for their business need or pleasure or whatever they're after? Which way do you want the platform to go? Which way do you see it going?
Freedom.
Yes.
Yeah.
Freedom. Exactly.
Yeah.
Like the name of this room.
Yeah.
Yes, we are in the freedom room.
Yeah, we're in the freedom room. No, Raquel and I both think, and I think all the main team feel, that the opportunity here is for us to be something that people can choose from. We're not trying to shove anything down anybody's throats. We want people to be comfortable with what they're doing with their computer, not be forced to do things they don't want to do. So if they want to run a different operating system or they want to do something a little bit different with their computer, they should have the ability to do that. So we're definitely not OS, MorphOS centric.
This is the definition of MorphOS. Why MorphOS?
Yeah, Morph is...
Well, but that's the
Morph
thing.
Is a concept. It's not just
is
an operating system.
Is it the operating system that allows it, or is it the hardware? Because what you're saying in a partition environment,
yeah,
you're more
it's
looking
the hardware.
At the hardware doing
yeah,
it.
I think the reason why, I mean, let's be realistic, that's going to happen a lot faster than the other way.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Okay. Next question. Oh, go ahead. How will the boxes, again, the A-Box and Q-Box work together? Will they share the same desktop or will it be similar to Amiga OS screens with each box having different set of screens and desktops? Will the A-Box run in the Q-Box window screen? Thank you for answering in advance.
Well, I mean, that kind of goes with what we just talked about, right? I mean,
well, I think there the question is, how transparent is the current system in doing between MorphOS native stuff and Amiga stuff, I guess is the way to put it.
Well, you know, what's Amiga stuff? We're running stuff that was developed formally for 3.x that's running on the MorphOS kernel now. I wouldn't be surprised if there aren't other Amiga applications in the future, assuming everything continues, that are running in a MorphOS environment.
Sure.
I mean, it's a little bit crazy, all this childish bickering back and forth. And okay, in the beginning, when we were first starting to get things going, we became part of that just because we had to defend ourselves.
Yeah.
But I think it's clear now that we're going somewhere, whether they are or not. And, you know, good luck to them. I hope they can do what they want to do with their life. I mean, we're certainly doing what we want to do now. And the users that we have using the Pegasus machine should have the same choice.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
Well, I'll just say a comment from my personal experience. The using Amiga applications, and I don't know if I've actually used one because I've just been a MorphOS app, because I've just been setting up Miami on the systems, but it was seamless. There's no difference in displays or anything of that nature. So
yeah.
I think the integration is seamless to the end user, and I think that's one of the important pieces.
Well, look, Bill, just another thing about that, and you're right. They're both using the same CPU. I mean, why? I mean, the development communities are so close to each other already. I mean, our SDK came from the Amiga environment. You know, our star developers, guys like, I don't know, besides our core team, you know, of course, Ralph and Frank and the guys that are on the core development team, when you got people like Bernie Meyer and Martin Blom using a Pegasus, you know something's going to happen that's productive and improves the situation for everybody.
You know? Absolutely. So the next question we have here, is there any plan to buy PlexusCom or Bami to invest, or any plan by those two companies to invest in Genesee?
No, you're talking about the guys in Taiwan. Yeah, yeah.
PlexusCom.
The PlexusCom, I don't know if anybody's aware of that, but they've had their own, let's say, Security and Exchange Commission problems in Taiwan. The company's been reorganized. We were never looking to PlexusCom to make an equity investment in the company. We only looked at them as whether or not they were a viable licensee and could they, you know, fulfill the potential orders that we had in terms of the production. You know, they're nice people. The company's been split in two pieces now. You got half the guys in one place, half the guys in the other. For the moment, you know, we don't have more orders than we can handle ourselves, so the PlexusCom situation is kind of quiet now, and
okay. We'll
see what happens. They did make our cases.
Yes.
They made the cases.
Here?
Yeah. Well, no, not those. Those are just regular Cooler Master cases. The
proposal.
Yeah. For the set-top box. Yeah.
Okay. So the next question is: competition is healthy, but Genesee. Am I saying that right?
Genesee.
Yeah. Sorry. But could Genesee and Amiga Inc. not agree on at least some things to survive side by side? Why do people think that one has to die for the other to succeed?
Well, don't ask us that question. I mean, look, we're...
Nobody really think this anymore.
Yeah.
I don't think people think this, yeah. Like this anymore.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, at least we don't. I mean, good luck. Like I said before, I hope they can be all they can be. Whatever they do, whatever happens to them, doesn't affect us at all.
Okay. So the next question we have here is, when the feds finally shut down Amiga Inc., will you attempt to purchase the name from the creditors in the fire sale?
Why not?
I don't think the feds are going to shut down Amiga Inc. I don't know what
feds or creditors or God knows
who
else.
Whatever.
Whatever.
I don't know. It's a mess. I'm sorry for them. It's too bad.
I'm just reading what they say. Yeah. Why did you scare Gary Hare away from becoming Amiga's new CEO? Did you want to stir up a bunch of negative sentiments about him before the announcement could be made, or did you generally think he wouldn't mind being thrown right into the fray?
CEO of Amiga Inc.
Yes.
That business card scan.
It wasn't a. This is a real business card.
I said scam.
You know that. Look,
scan an image.
I didn't try to scare Gary away at all. I mean, when Raquel and I spoke to Gary, we spoke to him completely openly. We
just
said,
to understand where he's going to go, what intentions are. That's all.
Yeah.
He scared himself away. I don't know why. Maybe because he understood where we're going.
Well, I don't think it was because us he made the decision. We had a couple of conversations with Gary. We had conversations after all this junk happened. I can tell you a lot of things, but it doesn't matter anymore. So,
okay. So the next question is, Bill, have you spoke to Carl Sassenroth about porting Rebel to MorphOS? Is there going to be any port of the new A-Rex to MorphOS?
Well, yeah, with A-Rex will take some time, but we're working on it. Carl Sassenroth, you know, we haven't spoken to Carl since probably August of 1996 at the very end. Carl's worked a lot on Reball. We've been to the site. We have probably three or four guys, including one very motivated guy in the Czech Republic, who wants Peter, who wants to do some stuff with Reball. Reball just went open source. I should probably call Carl if I'm really saying what I'm saying right now. I mean, Akaya isn't too far away from here, but I haven't had a contact with Carl. Maybe we will. Yeah.
Okay. So it's like an open question mark for the future.
It's an open question mark for the
future. There's probably a few other things a little higher on the priority list right now, though.
We're just busy, you know. We're trying to get a lot of things done right now. I will say this, kind of along those same lines, Raquel and I had a very nice email from R.J. Michael a couple of weeks ago. He and Dave Needle are working on something together. Longtime Amiga guys will know that Dave Needle was one of the original guys with Jay Miner. Mm-hmm. Him you know, who knows? I think we got Nolan Bushnell in Phoenix now, who was the guy who invented Pong and sold Atari in 1986 for some $20 million, which, you know, maybe it was 76 now that I think about it. But anyway, whatever.
It's a good deal.
Yeah. Well, it's a long time ago.
Okay. So the next question we have here from online is, Bill, with the G5 release, and we are now just seeing the G4 boards release for the Pegos. Okay, not English, not first language. Are you looking at the G5 chip? What is the time frame with the G5 board? I think you've already answered that.
Yeah,
so
we sort
next
of talked
year
about
is
that. Next
we're
year,
for
beginning
it.
Of the year.
Yeah, as soon as they possibly can. I'm
absolutely.
Sure.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Bill, the Pegos board. Are the Pegasus board 2 boards on schedule? And how big will the first run be? 1,000? 100,000? Thank you for your hard work.
Well, we talked about this a little bit last night. We still have 400 CPUs from the first production that we didn't do because we were going to make 1,000. So we have those 400 CPUs that are G3. We'll use that. That'll be the low-end machine. That'll be the $299 special. The high-end machine will be the Corsa 970. That'll be after the first of the year. But we will make, we have ordered 200 G4 CPUs. We've made some of those now. There's a couple of them here. There'll be more next week at Assembly, the demo party in Helsinki.
We'll make some of the G4s, but the target is the G5.
Yeah, so you're basically just seeding the market for development, and then with the G5, try to get the cost benefit by producing that.
The low-end machine is a G3. I mean, you saw here today in the demo, basically a movie player running, the Zoom feature working, so you've got decoding, you've got the movie running itself, and then you've got a new bitmap being basically laid out for every single one of those different Zoom things. And I think we had 5 or 6 windows open.
Yeah.
Plus running the preference file that tells the CPU load at the same time. And that's all done on a G3. That was the G3. Mm-hmm. So I think it's pretty fair to say that if you've got an efficient operating system, that that's quite enough to do the whole work and power thing and not just the CPU speed, right?
Absolutely. Is there any plans to go public, IPO, initial public offering? Is there any plan to port business applications to MorphOS? And then they have some examples. Mozilla, OpenOffice, Opera, accounting, an RDBMS system, ERP, CRM, Oracle SAP, AutoCAD, etc.
Yeah, we answered all those questions already. In fact, Raquel answered that one. It's on the Amiga org thread. I can't remember all the stuff you said, but a lot of the stuff was running already in a Linux environment, and you can load it on the machine and run it, Linux PPC environment. One business application that we could talk about that will probably be running on there, go to Shop IP, World Wide Web, shopip.com. The Crunchbox, we had the Crunchbox guys here yesterday. They're going to put the Crunchbox on the Pegasus and both an OpenBSD operating system format and on MorphOS. They're going to port it to MorphOS.
And what does that do?
It's a super-duper firewall that is much more than that, because it actually can block an IP. It can stop spam. It can really check it out. It's on the Internet. It's
Crunchbox?
World Wide Web, Shop IP.
Shop IP.
Sierra Hotel Oscar Papa India Papa.com.
Okay.
Yeah.
Any news about Motion Studio or the firewall stack for MorphOS?
Well, we just had an email from Ron a couple of days ago, Ron Van Eyck. Ron's in charge of that project. We've got a guy working on it who seemed like we weren't sure what he was doing there for a couple of months, but he seems to be back on track now. And, of course, Motion Studio is one of the foundational elements that we see in the video microwave.
Yeah.
So we, of course, want to get that done because it's a software package that we want to bring out. And by the way, for Pegasus One users, it'll be in the Super Bundle.
Okay. What's the video microwave? I missed that.
The video microwave, the infamous video microwave with the Pegasus inside. You've never seen a picture of that?
No. Oh, was it the actual microwave case?
It was actually the microwave case, and we put a Pegasus inside. Yeah, well, look, that...
Just don't turn the microwave on,
well,
I'd imagine.
Well, it can do pizza, you know, and it's not the CPU that does it either. Yeah.
So, it's probably the video card generating all the heat.
This is the thing that Raquel and I were talking about, though. The next one of these is going to be the Refrigisys, and that'll be a cool computing server, you know. That'll be our Blade server. Well, we'll put all these... Pegasus machines in a little beer refrigerator, and the beer will be in the door, and the stack will be in the back.
The next question we have here is, what is the final clock frequency you're aiming for on the G4 CPUs? How fast do you want those things to go?
As fast as they can. Okay. I mean, you know, the spec is between
whatever
one and
it's stable
3.
At.
Yeah, sure. Yeah.
Okay, and then the next question, Mr. Buck, do you have any plans for increasing the compatibility of MorphOS with old hardware banging Amiga programs?
Well, we promised everybody that we would do a Cyberstorm Blizzard PPC release, and we will. We just need to get what we're doing right now to the point where we're comfortable with it. And
I think the question more is, will they be able to run a program that required Amiga chipset in any way other than like a UAE form on the MorphOS? Is there any plan for that?
Well,
AGA compatibility, say.
I think we're going to stick to what we got right now. I don't think we're going to go back and try to dig too much more stuff out of the ground.
So I'll say it, some might do it, but it's not a priority.
Hey, you know what? The one thing that we both like about this community is that there's a lot of people out there that have their own motivations and their own ability and discipline to do things. And if somebody wants to do that, we want to support them.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. But we have people coming. They do things by themselves. It's unbelievable. And when they come and they finish, or they ask support before or for something else, and we are here.
Yeah.
But we don't going to decide to do it by ourselves.
Okay. The next question here is, when is Penglix, is that how you pronounce it? Some sort of combination
Peg
of...
PegXLin.
PegXLin, Linux CD ready, and where and how can users get it?
Well, it's going to be part of the Super Bundle, and you'll be able to download it from MorphOS.net I'm sorry. 1.4 is on MorphOS.net. The new MorphOS.net will be up next week. You have to register. You can download it.
Okay.
Then the Super Bundle will be on Pegasus PPC, and it'll be the same thing.
Okay. There's another question here. Okay. Is the Peg 2 still on schedule?
The Pegasus 2 is still on schedule, but you know what is the schedule? The schedule is that we will have stuff done in September, and we will begin testing it and using it with our guys. Some people will maybe that are not in our core team will get machines, like Daniel Miller of Amiga News fame here today was beta tester number 2. We sold Daniel a machine, and he did such a great job, he ended up not paying the full price.
That's nice.
Yeah, so we'll do that too, you know, but it'll be the same way. But it won't be like last year. We won't be waiting until like Ahen in December to get, you know, production up and start getting more machines out. It'll happen a lot faster than that.
Okay. Yeah. And then the final question we have from online is there an upgrade scheme from the Pegasus 2 to Pegasus 3, or are you planning something of that nature?
Well, that's kind of hard to do because they use a different Northbridge. I mean, the advantage of the Pegasus 3, of course, is that you got a faster CPU. So if you got a faster CPU and you can't access the memory fast enough to do what it wants to do as fast as it can, it doesn't matter if it's there.
Okay.
And so it'll be a completely different machine.
Possibly, yeah. Like what Commodore did at some point was send us the manual cover and we'll give you $100 off or a trade-in program, something of that nature.
I mean, we're
we'll try to do the best.
Okay. So there is some, probably do something of that nature to help users.
Yeah, we've done it. Yeah. I mean, all our beta testers we swapped out for nothing. I mean, and believe me, one of the reasons why we're making those 200 G4 Pegasus 2s is just because we told everybody that we're going to swap you out for 200 euros. So we have to do it because we said we're going to do it, and we'll always do that. I mean, the community is that's been out there, and our guys that have been working with us are taking care of us. We're going to take care of them.
Excellent. Yeah. Excellent. Well, that's good to hear. And then one question that came in as a response to an earlier question, will this super-duper firewall be made standard in MorphOS?
Will it be made standard in MorphOS? Well, you know, like I said, the guys were here yesterday. We were impressed by Steve a lot. He was developing programs for the Amiga in 1986 and 87. So
yes, he was at the beginning was a hardware, and he became a software guy.
Yeah, but I think if we have a package that's running on MorphOS that can do the kind of things that ShopIP does, that's exciting. Yeah.
Okay. So let's see. I've got a lot of questions, so I'll just ask this one real quick that we got yesterday. You mentioned it before, but just a little more information on what you would like to see for the existing CyberStorm and PPC Amiga users in terms of a MorphOS availability.
Well,
you're shooting for like 1.4, 1.5, or whatever in the future. I don't know.
You know, Ralph is probably listening to us right now, and I don't want to get him upset. You know, we're going to do the best thing that we can to support the people that have those machines. Raquel and I have even talked about doing some kind of promotional deal for people that maybe sent back their CyberStorm or their Blizzard to DCE and they never got it or whatever. I mean, Ron Van Erk has been working on developing that list and working with Terry in the Paris office to put together something that we can help those people out. The people that are getting emails from us, they know they're getting them, and we're not making a lot of noise about that. But we're going to try to do something to help those people, and we may make some special promotional office for those guys with the Pegasus 2.
Yeah. Okay, I know Doug McLaughlin has two dead CSPPC boards that just never he sent back and they never got repaired. So, and my board is on its way, but I don't have it yet. So I'll let you know when I get it. So I'll start taking questions online. I'll probably take about 4 or 5 questions because we need to wrap this up.
Okay.
Let's see.
It's coming everywhere.
What's that?
It's coming everywhere.
Yeah, it's all over the place. It's crazy. When will MorphOS get a native file system and not be using FFS or FFS2?
Well, I think the best way to get an answer to that question is go on the IRC channel right now at MorphOS and ask that question. You'll probably get a really helpful answer, and you'll get some good feedback.
Okay, still looking for questions here. Yes, I did.
We licensed a lot of that stuff, by the way. I mean, as an example, TCP/IP is licensed. From the guys who did AMI TCP/IP. We have that working right now in the MorphOS environment, but the GUI's not done. So we're thinking about maybe just releasing it in 1.4 without the GUI, but again, you got to be a halfway smart guy to know what to do with that without a GUI. And so, you know, there's a lot of stuff underway. We're trying to get a lot of it. We're trying to get it done as fast as we can.
Okay, so here's a bunch of questions. I'll take a few of them. The question about left out icons, maybe you don't know about this, but are they available under a DOS path, say desktop? So like on a Windows environment, if I CD'd my directory and my user structure, I've got a desktop and that's where my icons are kept. There's some icons left out here and in a similar place. On the classic Amiga, it was called in a file.backdrop.
Yeah, I think we've been looking for different ways to put that information out to people and put it into the, let's say, the environment, and I don't think we've settled on anything specifically about that yet, okay. But we're working on it.
So, if you have a good suggestion, implement it and tell them you've done it.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
Is the dev kit available for the QBox now, or is it still for the ABox, the status of the development tools?
I'll tell you what. If you want to know what the status of the development tools, go to
MorphOS
Development Connection and register there with Felix Schwartz, who runs it for Genesee, and you can get all the information you want.
Okay. Well, I think that does it for questions. So
okay.
I want to thank you for your time. I appreciate it.
No
and
problem.
Hopefully we'll see you next year. And we'll have this whole wall for JC, we'll have
great.
That whole wall for Amiga, and people can make their choice, and everyone prospers.
Yeah, because it's an alternate computing choice.
Exactly.
That's what it is.
It's not Windows. That's what counts. Okay, thank you.
Okay, you're welcome.